This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go! Welcome to show number 3,253. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. Wobbin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
And you, Hyde the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clock.
And getting drunk.
All right, here we go. Pregnant Arizona woman in flip-flops on her cell phone picks up a huge snake in the middle of the road. A man buys two Powerball tickets, playing the same numbers twice, and doubles his load. Speaking of, New Jersey school district to stop using Zoom after hackers stream porn. If you break stay-at-home orders to walk your pet fish, expect some scorn. And German doctors are showing their wiener schnitzels. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, earlier this week, we told you even on yesterday's show about Good Morning America reporter Will Reeve. He did a segment from his home, and as a result of the coronavirus, that is where he was. And while he looked professional from the waist up, you know, sport coat, tie, viewers were shocked when they realized that he was also sitting in his underwear. Now, to be fair, Will insists that he was wearing shorts, and I would believe him if this were 1976 and he was a player in the ABA. But by most people's metrics, homeboy was rocking boxer briefs. Side note, fine choice of undergarment, and I say that because boxer briefs are comfortable. I do not know, however, if boxer briefs make good kindling or not. Wait, you never used underwear to start a fire? Well, me neither, but in Wisconsin, a man was arrested after being accused of using stolen underwear to set several fires. He'd steal underwear from laundromats and then use them to commit arson. That is his practice. That is all I know. And in Illinois, police arrested a man for drunk driving, among other things, and for their trouble, when they got him to the police station, the man threw his dirty underwear at them. Today, we are talking underwear, because underwear, other than being worn in the appropriate places, seems to have a way of making things really, really weird. If underwear is doing anything other than sitting in laundry or on your person, add underwear to a story and things get strange.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to talk about today. Today's question, very simply, is how was underwear involved in the story?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home shows and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,253. What a large and recharged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Underwear is all over the news. We're going to get to that coming up with our question today. But first, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. President Donald Trump says the federal government will not be extending its social distance guidelines when they expire tomorrow. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office that the coronavirus guidelines will be fading out because of work the governors are doing in their states. In the meantime, President Trump signed an executive order in an effort to keep meat processing plants open. Unions and labor advocates said the administration needs to do more to protect the workers, thousands of whom have become sick. Here at home, 21 new coronavirus deaths were reported and 156 new cases overall in Washington State, according to the State Department of Health. That brings a total to 786 deaths and 13,842 overall cases here in Washington State. Okay, this is not good news. The city of Seattle has experienced a bigger jump in unemployment from the coronavirus shutdown than any other city in the nation, according to a new study. The study found the number of unemployed people in Seattle jumped from 12,800 in March of 2019 to 24,000 in March of 2020, an increase of 87%, and that is the biggest jump in any of the 180 U.S. cities that were surveyed in the study. Now, not that you plan to travel, but Painfield has unveiled a new FEVA detection system at its new passenger terminal. The system will use a thermal camera designed to screen all passengers for fever just prior to entering the TSA checkpoint. And blonde-haired white women like Thrill will be happy now that Costco will soon begin requiring all shoppers to wear a face mask inside of the warehouses. The company announced this week the policy will go into effect on May the 4th and will mandate that all guests must wear a mask or face covering that covers the mouth and nose at all times while at Costco, according to a post updated on the website. The exceptions will be made for those under two and those who are unable to wear a mask due to a medical condition. And finally, in the world of what we believe maybe will be sports one day, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top public health expert, said in an interview with the New York Times, it might be very difficult for major sports to resume play this year. He tied any comeback to widespread testing with quick results, something that's talked about often but is not yet available. Safety for the players and for the fans trumps everything, Fauci said. If you can't guarantee safety, then unfortunately you're going to have to bite the bullet and say we may have to go out without sports this season. And there you go on the latest, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. And with a lot of people who are staying home, staying healthy, and staying connected, a lot of people are losing their minds. And a lot of people are deciding just say to hell with it. We have read numerous stories about people walking around in neighborhoods naked, some in their underwear, some flashing swords. I mean, you name it.
Some in just boxers, but shoes and socks.
But underwear play into all these stories we'll bring in today. And some get a little strange as we head to Florida for a few. But we will start in Wisconsin, where a man is accused of using stolen underwear
to set several fires in the county. Michael Miller, who you do not want to see a picture of, has been charged with 27 counts, including arson and possession of child pornography.
By the way, Miles, you bring up what the guy looks like. I had misfortune of seeing his mugshot. Do you know his age?
43.
Yeah.
43 years old.
43.
I just looked at the store.
Hard years.
I don't know what happened to the guy.
I don't know.
Investigators responded to a fire at a home. An 88-year-old woman was in the home. Smoke detectors went off. She was able to escape. Investigators determined the fire had been lit on the outside near a window. Three other suspicious fires were set that day in the same area. A vacant home was damaged. Investigators said the fire was similar in origin to the other. And a vacant mobile home was also burned down by fire. In the 700 block of Main Avenue, a woman's bra was stuffed into the furnace exhaust PVC pipe. A child's swimsuit was stuffed into the intake PVC pipe of the furnace. Both items then were lit on fire. The fire damaged the pipes before it went out. Miller admitted intentionally starting the fires, according to a complaint. Officers examined Miller's phone and found thousands of images of pornography. Some of those were identified as child pornography. They also found images of large fires in different places.
Mm-hmm.
Miller stated that he would take underwear from laundromats and use that to start fires, according to the criminal complaint. So that's one way to use underwear.
Wow. I hadn't thought of that before, but I like his methodology.
Yep.
You know, maybe it's you do an investigation, it's always someone else's DNA at the site. I don't know.
Then there's the story of a Springfield
43.
Man. He is...
That's 43 bad years, man.
He is facing charges after allegedly destroying a home and running from police officers. Springfield police say they responded around midnight on Monday, where they found a silver Ford Escape that had crashed into a home, making it unlivable.
So that also makes the escape a misnomer. He did not escape.
Pretty substantial damage. The suspect, 31-year-old Alfonso Brown, fled the scene, was later found wearing only his underwear, a white tank top, and black boots.
Awesome.
Officers say he smelled of alcohol. He was reportedly kicking and spitting at the officer, even tried to bite one of the officers. He was arrested for DUI. A clear plastic bag was later found inside the vehicle. Four pills inside the bag tested positive for suspected ecstasy. After bringing Brown to the county jail, police said he threw his underwear at an officer, hitting him in the duty belt.
Mm-hmm.
In the duty belt.
Yeah, I added a little.
Yeah.
I believe the duty belt is your gooch, would be my guess. Your own personal duty belt.
So there you go. More underwear in the news. Of course, the story we brought you yesterday of Christopher Reeve's son, it turns out.
Son or nephew?
Son.
Okay.
That says Will Reeve is the son of Christopher Reeve. Who knew? And he was on Good Morning America in his underwear. I think it's fair that when you call the program today and tell us your story involving underwear, we find out what type of underwear you're wearing.
Always interested.
You know what I'm saying? Just to make just to see what's going on out there.
We got a couple of comments here. It says, my girlfriend and I were getting it on in the bedroom. She had a skimpy thong, had a zipper in the front. Well, one thing led to another during our sexy time. I zipped her clitoris into the zipper.
Oh, Jesus.
On the zip-up.
Oh, God.
Total accident.
Oh, God.
We know it was an accident.
Oh, God.
There's no way. There's no better way to ruin sexy time than do that.
Oh.
Someone else says, I was at a meet and greet with Marilyn Manson. I had him sign my boxers, but my bitch ex kept them. And I put on a Seahawks hoodie. I went to the grocery store for some football snacks. Two teenagers are behind me in line, and they keep snickering uncontrollably. I just thought it was weird. Till I got home. Found out my boyfriend's underwear was in the hood of the hoodie.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's a good look right there.
It's going to be a good day today.
Yeah.
How was underwear involved in the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I am rocking boxer briefs today.
You know, we actually weren't going to ask you, but everyone else we were going to.
I'm wearing boxer briefs myself.
Yeah, but I'm wearing boxer briefs, too.
Mine are Jockey brand, if anyone cares. Normally, it would be Under Armour, but, you know, Target had, like, their big 12-packs.
I had switched, but today I went old school Under Armour.
Did you? Where did you switch to?
Exficio.
Oh, all right. I got one pair of those, quick side note. They're just a little too big for me, so, like, my stuff just flops around all day. And honest to God,
I have the same problem,
so,
too.
Yeah.
With my Exficios.
I will say, I like those things. Those boxer briefs are made for, like, serious travel and hiking and stuff.
Yeah.
Or one hairy, sweaty man.
So, Daniel, how was underwear involved in your story?
Okay, so this goes back a few years. I was going out to a St. Paddy's Day celebration with a few of my buddies at our local bar. And I downed quite a few drinks and disappeared into the bathroom. I relieved myself and everything went black. I met up with my friends and we went back home. We all passed out, and in the morning, I found panties in my pocket.
And you have no idea whose they are?
No. To this day, no one knows who they came from. And my friend said I was gone for a few hours. So we have no clue what happened.
Was that the closest that you had been to panties at that point?
No, I had a girlfriend before then.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just, yeah.
Did you somehow acquire panties? Was there signs of sex?
But they were a nice pair. It didn't look like they had encountered any fluids, but we still to this day do not know how they got in there. And my buddy's sisters who were living there didn't own a pair of panties like those. So they came from the outside.
Okay.
Ooh, outside panties.
Yeah, I had to throw them away.
You know, if you had sex, even if you don't remember having sex, you go to pee and it's like a forked tongue. That's like your first indication, right? Plus some other telltale signs.
Yeah, my best one is I woke up once. Now, granted, the girl was still there.
Mm.
But then she couldn't find her panties and she left. And then hours later, I found them in the freezer.
In the freezer?
Correct.
Any idea why?
Nope.
That kind of thing. I think my favorite
underwear. But I mean, at least I knew what it. I knew. I don't know how they got in the freezer, but I mean, she was like, I knew there a girl had been over.
Did you call her and say, like, hey, I found them. They're in my freezer?
Yes.
And what was her response?
It was so awkward, I can't even remember.
That's a bit awkward.
Maybe it was a hot summer day. I was trying to help her out.
I like, Ted, you told me the story years ago. So, you know, like a one-night stand with whoever, right? But, like, you kind of wake up. You're not entirely sure who's in bed next to you. You haven't, like, rolled over yet or whatever. But, like, you found the underwear. You said you picked them up. And basically, your hands had to be 3 feet apart from each other.
It was like a
just hold the waistband, right? And you're just like, oh, no.
Yeah. I woke up on the couch.
My buddy.
And she was what, in your bedroom?
Yeah.
All right. So when you see her underwear and you realize these underwear are big, big, big underwear, like how long before you peek in your bedroom to see who's
underwear? I mean, it was within seconds.
Yeah.
Like one, kind of look over like, yep.
My buddy Greg, he was from somewhere in the middle of Pennsylvania, but he had a girlfriend. Honest to God, if Greg was 20 years old, they've been together for 25 years. It was just one of those things where they've been together forever. But Greg was away at school, played football, that kind of thing. And his girlfriend came into town for the weekend, which, you know what I mean? That's kind of one of those things where we're not going to Greg's to party. It was understood.
Sure, everybody, you know what he's doing.
You know what I mean? You're going to do your thing for the weekend, whatever. Well, right before I guess she was supposed to leave, or might have been when she first got, I can't remember exactly what happened. But Greg had a waterbed, which was popular at the time in the late 80s. She sits down on the waterbed, and the waterbed sinks down below, but a lot of things used to get trapped in the side of the waterbed in between the wood.
Yeah.
And in between. Well, when she sat down, a pair of panties popped up between. She was going to tie her shoes. Directly between her legs.
They resurfaced.
They resurfaced on the crack, and they popped up. And I just remember that they weren't together anymore after that weekend.
So they weren't hers.
They were not hers.
Oh.
They were not her underwear. No, that was, I do remember that happening. He was like, honestly, he basically said, look, I'm very guilty of this. I just don't know whose those are.
Yeah, you probably
that's
don't bring
not
that
help with
up.
The girlfriend.
I understand that.
Look, I totally cheated on you, right. But I don't know who the whore was.
No idea who she was.
I can't tell you which one it was.
Damn.
How is your underwear involved in the story? 844-999-OLA.
Well, whatever you say, I don't know which one.
Well, he didn't say that. Right. I mean, yeah. But he was telling, you know, other people that he knew. They're like, I'm really not sure where those came from.
Didn't share with a friend.
I mean, you know, I don't really remember.
I like that you also called out Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's a sense of Pennsylvania.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
You
know. Well, she drove in, you know. It's like
and some Amish
things.
Girl's underwear.
Oh, man, it didn't go well. It's not a good weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, Central Pennsylvania.
Dude, she sat down and his underwear popped up out of my bed. So that was the end of that.
Yeah, right? She said she had to be Amish or from Penn State.
Jesus.
That's the only thing I can guess.
That was the underwear involved in the story. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what up, fellas?
Hola.
Hola. So I was out in Fremont on a Sunday night, and me and some friends were doing a sexy bingo at the Dubliner.
What exactly is sexy bingo?
So that was where the bingo hosts, these girls that I know, would dress up in sexy lingerie and call bingo.
Oh, okay.
And there'd be weird like prizes and stuff as well that would go along with that.
I went to that bar a lot. I never knew they had sexy bingo.
I didn't either. Yeah.
I'm not a bingo guy, yeah. But if you want me to play bingo, that is a good
or
help.
Even women soccer fans.
Yeah. me and my crew were out front smoking, and they're all pretty loud. And there used to be a hostel above the Dubliner, and these people stuck their head out and yelled at us to be quiet, and we didn't. And when they yelled out again, I spun around and turned up and looked up at the window, and I got hit in the face with a wet pair of boxers.
Did that help you quiet down, or did you get louder?
No. I mean, it was like closing time anyway, so we were pretty much on our way out. But yeah, that was pretty nasty. We kept the boxers.
Did the guy kept them?
Did the guy call bingo?
No, he did not.
Bingo.
Should have.
That's right, right in the face. Bingo.
Bingo.
How wet are these boxers when you say they're wet?
They were soaking wet.
All right.
That's almost better.
What does that agree?
Did he pee in them?
Yeah, like they'd maybe run them under the sink or something, but it was bad.
My point. Okay. If they're only damp or kind of soggy,
you got a problem.
Bad. If they're completely drenched, I feel like the dude put it under the sink.
I'd have to see the dude. Some dude's like, nah, I'm pretty sure he did all that himself.
I missed that night. How was the underwear involved in the story? 844-999-OLA.
Right.
I walked in the Dubliner and there were sexy women in lingerie. Like, what world are you living in?
Yeah, but it ended with them getting hit in the face with a pair of wet underwear.
Right.
I've been to the Dubliner.
Yeah,
never seen the sexy women.
I haven't either. Like, what am I missing?
Never been hit with wet underwear either.
Huh. That story came full circle.
It
really did, man.
How was underwear involved in the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right. So I was living in France back when I was in college, and I had a buddy from Texas called Buck Nasty. We used to raid all the girls' washing machines that were staying there, and we'd take all the panties they had, large, small, everything in between. We kept them that whole time while we were there, and at the end there's this groundskeeper there. He's a pretty unfortunate dude. His name was Charles. He never had much luck with the ladies. So as all the other students were leaving, we had these two girls write notes to him saying, "Oh, Charles, we're gonna miss you so much. We love you. Like, accept this present from us. Like, you know, all the girls that are staying at the Abbey here, you know." And the two girls who were writing it didn't know like why they were writing it. But we put all those panties on this guy's doorstep with these two, like, notes to him, to Charles. And we knocked on the door and we left. It started to be a good one for him to, fantasize about for a while.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, in the end, so he opens the door, he gets the note, there's a pile of underwear. Do you think, deep down, he was real happy about this?
Almost like...
If you would have known Charles, you would have been surprised.
Like, who was more appreciative of the panties? You for taking them out of all the washers and dryers, or Charles for getting them on his steps?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
This is a very particular
thing. We all know who was happiest in the story.
Who's that?
Buck Nasty.
Buck Nasty from Texas.
Buck Nasty knew what he was doing, man.
God, man, oh man.
Buck Nasty.
No, thanks.
Jeez, a whiz.
Hey, look, you go by that moniker. Also, great skit from Chappelle.
Sure.
But you, you're the guy starting trouble.
If Buck Nasty comes to town, we're not going to brunch? Is that what you're saying?
Buck Nasty would be a liability at brunch.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Lansing, Michigan. Lansing police are investigating the theft of two guns from a state representative. His name is Bo LaFave. The Republican lawmaker openly carried an AR-style handgun last week at the state capitol during Governor Whitmer's State of the Address in protest of the governor's proposed gun laws. According to the Lansing State Journal, the representative believed the theft was a random act, and he was not targeted because of his protests or his Facebook post, which showed more guns in his home. LaFave says the guns he wore at the capitol and a .40 handgun were both stolen. He said the guns were not locked up, and they were hidden in his underwear drawer, under his underwear. How was underwear involved in the story? 844-999-OLA.
What is it about the underwear drawer? Of all the drawers
that's
you
the
have
drawer
in your
I'm
house,
going to.
That's the one that we put anything in that we
do.
If you have money, if you have guns, if you have jewelry, you name it. Like, it's always the underwear drawer. And my general thought is, knowing how creepy people are, including myself, they may have broken in your house just to go to your underwear drawer.
Well, here's the thing. Besides underwear, you know you have something else in your underwear drawer. What is
that's not a, right, but it's something you like, something you respect.
I mean,
it's something you don't want people
it,
around.
In the back of the underwear drawer. You know for a fact there's a reason that that thing is in your underwear drawer.
Sex toys, money, guns, jewelry,
lube,
drugs, lube, right.
Condoms.
Anything.
I mean, whatever you put in it.
It's never
in
with your socks.
Right.
It's never,
never
in the junk drawer.
Yeah, it's never in your medicine cabinet where it probably should be.
No, you're right. The underwear drawer has some
Dark secrets.
It's seen some stuff.
It really does. You know, see, even the guys that broke into this guy's house, they probably weren't looking for guns specifically, but you know to target an underwear drawer. It's like a Crown Royal bag.
If you're 88 years old or 18 years old.
I mean, listen, if I have 60 seconds in your house before I'm going to get caught, if I can find a Crown Royal bag in your underwear drawer, like, I will hedge my bets on that alone, right?
That's
grab whatever's
going
in there. Yeah, absolutely.
That's where I'm going.
And if you put a Crown Royal bag in your underwear drawer, I know I've hit a gold mine.
Yeah, you've hit some, it's going to be
some really good or really, really disgusting.
You don't even have to look in there. You just take the bag with you.
Just grab it.
How was underwear involved in the story? 844-999. Holy, you probably take it to a pawn shop and say, I did not look in this Crown Royal bag. What are you willing to bid
for? You know what? That would be the show I'd watch, right?
You know what I mean? Like Storage Wars and stuff like that?
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars. Like, listen.
Bad boys.
Right. All of these people are thieves, and all of them have stolen Crown Royal bags. They've all brought them to us. We're going to see what's in there and see what it's worth. There's going to be great stuff. Mm-hmm. Drugs or money, for the most part.
It's going to be like marbles or something.
No.
How was the underwear involved in the story? 844-999-OLA.
Marble-sized drugs.
Might be beads, right. though.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, Ola.
Ola.
I have a ton of underwear stories. I'm just going to tell you this one.
Wait. Before you get to the one, why do you have so many underwear stories? I have like one or two, but that seems about average.
A lot. I think maybe girls change their underwear more than men do.
Well, I've been wearing mine since last month, so there's a good chance that's
I think
true.
We're good for one pair a day.
Look, if it wasn't for underwear washing, I would do a lot less laundry.
Miles is right. I mean, for me personally, unless something very unfortunate happens in my adult life, like, you can count I'm not wearing the same underwear I was wearing yesterday.
Right. Yeah, I even have underwears that don't fit right, and they're uncomfortable, but you wear them.
I have found.
You should get rid of those. Get rid of those.
No, but you need those.
You don't. They're in the bottom of the pile.
That's why they're there.
No.
Because you don't feel like doing laundry. You've gotten lazy.
No.
You know you're being lazy, but I know I have that one. No. My ratty pair, there's no holes in it, but basically the elastic is gone in the band. So they are on to separate my genitalia from the denim. But basically, by the end of the day, this underwear is hanging below my butt cheeks.
Right. So what happened with your underwear, there, Melanie?
Okay. Well, this is, I was living in an apartment complex north of Seattle. Probably, I don't know, 100 apartments. And we didn't have the washer and dryer in our unit, so we all shared, you know.
It's called a laundry room.
Yeah, the laundry
right,
room.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what those
okay.
are.
Yeah, and they're
so
an apartment building.
Yeah, it's a room.
Right,
and,
yeah.
then you
and you put coins in it, and then you can wash
to my panties. But what was creepy is I went to my car one morning. You know, there's 100 cars out there, and my panties are tacked down on my windshield with the windshield wiper. My car, my underwear.
That's real weird.
That is.
Did you move?
Oh, well, obviously, eventually I moved.
Okay,
but,
good.
And
good.
I have a pretty good idea of who might have done it.
Why That's would someone Doug. Have done that?
What?
Why would someone have done that?
Because I'm pretty sure they're just people
everywhere. Oh, yeah. He's,
Wow.
We have a larger room in my building.
I am so attractive that men randomly masturbate to me and put panties on my car windshield.
Yeah, my larger room's the opposite.
What's that?
Apparently a pair of panties got cleaned or were in a dryer. Somebody hung them up there and they've been hanging there for like 2 months.
Well, you're not going to touch them, are you?
No.
Exactly. How was the underwear involved in the story? 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.